5 minutes. Oh my gosh. Okay, can we start out? I missed you upstairs for Studio 99.5, but you had the audacity on the day that the Cubs are going for it all in Pennsylvania to have your drummer wearing a Phillies hat. Explain yourself, David Nail.
My drummer is actually from this small town outside of Columbus, Ohio called Coshocton, Ohio. He went to some college in Philadelphia for like 6 months, and somehow in those 6 months, yeah, he just fell in love with the Phillies. And I mean, he follows them as hardcore as I follow the Cardinals, maybe even a little bit more hardcore. So it's random, but he's a Phillies fan. And
because it kind of feels like you're not really repping our Cubs today, and we're going to talk about that because you love the Cardinals more than anything else in the world.
In my bag, that I didn't want to wear any black and gold or any bright red today, so I tried to keep it neutral with the blue.
How you feeling about it tonight? Realizing that half of pretty much all of Chicago, and someone asked me on Twitter today, I said, if it's not my Sox, I'm all for a Cubs W.
Yeah.
Okay, right? It's an exciting time.
I'm going to be honest with you, you know, as a baseball fan, I do not want to play the Cubs.
Yeah.
And that is the highest compliment I can give you. It's because you're really, really good.
Yeah.
You're going to be really, really good for the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, because of that, because you're so young, because you're so stacked, you have control over all those great players for the next 5 or 6 years.
And you're friends with some of the guys, too.
But I think that y'all should let us have this last one before you go on your run of a decade. I just think you let the old guys get one more run.
You guys have
in.
Like back-to-back titles in like the last 10 years or something like
We've been to two of the last three World Series.
Okay, thank you for rubbing that in. All right, let's shift to more important things. The brand new song is called Nights on Fire, and I know that the day that we got it, we started playing it, and we've been playing it every day. What is it about you and your voice, man? The tenor that cuts through so many other things. Are you gargling salt water every morning? Like, how are you taking care of the voice? Because we love the song in Chicago.
I don't take care of it near as well as I should. I do a lot of bad things that probably contribute to
this is confessions from David Nail we weren't expecting.
You know, we were out on the road with Little Big Town this summer, and they had to cancel some shows because Jimmy from Little Big Town had some vocal issues. And it seems like it takes something like that happening to somebody that you know that, like, puts everything into perspective. And suddenly you're like, I'm warming up backstage and I'm gargling, like you said. I'm doing all these tricks that I used to do when I was in choir and in high school. So I'm probably doing a little bit more to take care of it these days and doing a little less of the bad stuff.
Good.
But in Chicago, anything goes. So, you know, it'll be a miracle if I have a voice tomorrow night. Period.
Well, we are excited that you're here with 1,000 Horses and Darius Rucker tomorrow night at the Allstate. Things we want to know about David Nail, your last shoe purchase, because we know you're a shoe guy.
The last shoe purchase is about to happen in 2 hours.
Yes! Is the wife here shopping with you today?
No, but...
Oh, so you're free-for-all.
I checked a checking account this morning.
Okay. Money's there, you're good to go.
And the checking account, she does not see.
You're going to use the debit card.
That's
nice. Okay. Do you have an idea what it is,
or are you going to wait? Pray the accountant, you know, doesn't call me and kill me. But
sneakers or nice shoes?
No nice shoes. Totally sneakers. And plus, you know, anytime you've got the bus here, you've got like free transportation.
Yep.
So if I was flying home, you know, you can only squeeze like one, maybe two pairs because you've got to carry it on.
You could have nine carry-ons now.
But totally going crazy. I don't know what they've got there, but if they have it, I am willing to purchase.
I like it. What's the emoji that you've been using so much that your friends tell you, will you stop doing this in your texting, please? I'm sick of you using this, David Nail.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's brown.
Oh, it's the pooper. It's the one with the poop. Can you say poop on the radio? I think you say poop,
yeah,
right?
You just did.
What piece of advice would you give your 10-year-old self, if you could?
You'll never outgrow baby wipes.
No matter what you're doing, right?
Just have them with you at all times.
You didn't even hesitate on that.
People look at me like I'm crazy, and then the next thing you know, I'll see them out in public, and they'll have a little, you know, secret, short, you know, travel size pack with them, and once you convert to the baby wipes, you just never go back.
I get it.
You can't even function without them. Like, just if you're anywhere and you don't have access to them, your whole entire life will just be paralyzed until you have access to
them. You are dropping knowledge on us today. I love it.
Full of it.
Any hints that you can give us on the album at all since you're standing 5 feet away from me other than the song that we already are playing in
love? Hopefully the title track will be Fighter, which is a song I wrote about my wife. It's a very personal song, but that's something that's always been very, very important to me, the title of the record. And when I started looking at the tracks of the song, I was like, oh my gosh, it's got to be that way. I'm hoping that I keep talking about it so much that I'm hoping that I just kind of manipulate the situation into my favor and the label just kind of
don't they know who you are? You're the artist.
Whoa, I just fell. I am shorter now.
It happens.
And I'm hoping to do like the video in my hometown. I grew up in a small town in Southeast Missouri. Friday night football game, that whole thing just where I grew up is a perfect picture for this song and for the whole record.
Well, thank you for coming in, and we'll see you on stage tomorrow night at the Allstate, and we love you here in Chicago.
By golly, my love for you is what I tell my wife all the time. My love for you is real, and I'll say the same thing for this city.
Thanks, pal.
Thank you.